Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's Sunday Breakfast Cheer. The Sunday Breakfast and Learning Program is sponsored by Jeremy and Susie Weitz to commemorate the yahrzeit of Jeremy's mother, Sally Weitz, Sarah Bas Yaakov Zalm, and the Shema Hav in Aliyah. Shkoyach, thank you so much. So, today we're going to learn about Eruv Tavshilin, and it's extremely relevant this year, because if I'm not mistaken, we're doing twice Eruv Tavshilin within 52 days. We're doing Eruv Tavshilin also next week, Erev Pesach, because we have Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov, and after that, Shabbos. And we have 49 days later, we have Shavuos, which will be Friday and Shabbos. So again, on Friday, there is a need to do Eruv Tavshilin. So there are a few questions. Question number one, do we have to do two Eruv Tavshilins? Maybe since it's so close to each other this year, let's just do one Eruv Tavshilin, take the matzah, take the egg, and keep it from Pesach to Shavuos. Can we do that? Yeah? Mr. Crowley says you can. Dr. Sandler says that it won't be edible by Shavuos. So matzah, I think it could stay edible. And let's say if I take a tuna fish can, can I use a tuna fish can for Eruv Tavshilin? Can I? Yes, we can. So it's not minhag of Hussein. You know that minhag is the letters of Gehenna. Minhag of Hussein, with all due respect. Very nice. Minhag of Hussein. No? Can you use? No? Oh, wait. We have here the opinion of Reb Chaim Reuben Shlita. He says it has to be a cooked item. Is tuna fish cooked?
Yes.
100% yes. If it wasn't cooked, so it wouldn't be kept for. First of all, I always order the spicy cooked sushi at Noah's Sushi. But sushi is really, yeah, I know. But sushi. But tuna fish for sure is cooked. Otherwise, it can't stay forever. I think so. It has to be cooked. There is some kind of process there, of course. There has to be. So can I use the same tuna fish with the same matzah from Pesach to Shavuos?
If you don't open cans on Shabbos, you can't use the tuna fish at all.
Oh, if you don't open cans on Shabbos. Okay. Baruch Hashem, you do? Baruch Hashem, you do open cans on Shabbos. At least I do. So if you have a problem, come to me. Okay. That is question one today. Is someone here going to a Pesach program this coming Pesach? If you're going, please raise your hand. We all want to know who is going to a Pesach program this year. So whoever's going to a Pesach program this year, do you have to put an Eruv Tavshilin in your room? Aboisai? Sorry? You're not cooking, but are you going to light candles? You are going to light candles. Do you need an Eruv Tavshilin in order to light candles? Sorry?
Yeah.
Says Rav Spiegel. Yes, you do. It's in the Nosach. Very good, Taina. Okay, we'll see that, Mizrach Hashem. Sorry?
You're covered.
You're covered by who?
By the one who's the Baal, who's running the...
Right, what happens if you're a guest by somebody?
Oh, very good. What happens if you're going to your in-laws, Rachmana Litzlan, this coming Pesach? So, in that case, they're doing Eruv Tavshilin. Do you need to do Eruv Tavshilin as well? Let's say your wife wants to help with the cooking process. She wants to help with the cooking. So does she have to have a separate Eruv Tavshilin in that case?
You have to
bench Gomel afterwards. Yeah. And beforehand, the Naimus Chasrolam. Okay. So, Rabbi Yisai, let's see all these things. And of course, the famous question, what happens if you forgot to do Eruv Tavshilin? How many options do we have if you forgot to do Eruv Tavshilin? Any ideas? The Rav of the city. Who's the Rav of the city? Is there a Chief Rabbi? So I would suggest, since you have a Rav of Clinton Park, a Rav of the Bayit, a Rav Shor Shamayim, and have someone who is around, I would suggest the Rosh Bismidrash of some Kolel. He should be the Rav of the city, maybe, to do such a thing. That's my suggestion. But let's say, in this case, do we have a Rav of the city? We don't have a Rav of the city. There's no Chief Rabbi of Toronto, as much as I know. So in that case, what should we do if we are in this trouble? Okay, so let's see. Before we go into the practical lachas of Eruv Tavshilin, let's learn the basics of Eruv Tavshilin. So you have the source sheets, you have it on this table, that table, that table, you have a source sheet, you have a source sheet, everyone has a source sheet, and says the Mishnah in Beitza, source number one, Yom Tov Shechai Be'erev Shabbos, Lo Yevashil Adam Mitchila Mi-Yom Tov Le-Shabbat. A person that, not a person, when there is Yom Tov on Erev Shabbos, meaning on a Friday, as we're going to have next week, as we're going to have this coming Shavuos, a person cannot cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If he has leftovers, avarim v'shel, Yom Tov, v'motir otir v'shabbat, if you cook for Yom Tov, because as we all know, a person is allowed to cook on Yom Tov, for Yom Tov, so if you have leftovers, that is okay. How can you actually cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if it's on a Friday, says the Mishnah, oseh tavshil me'erev Yom Tov, v'somech alav l'shabbat. By the way, is there a requirement to actually have matzah for Erev Tavshilin, or bread for Erev Tavshilin? So the Mishnah says, oseh tavshil me'erev Yom Tov. Do we need matzah or bread or something for that for Erev Tavshilin? Yes or no? Me and Agav Aseinu Be'adeinu. Sorry? Who said? The Mishnah says, oseh tavshil me'erev Yom Tov. V'somech alav l'shabbat. That's enough. Okay, so let's see. So the Mishnah says, what? Allegedly, it's only a tavshil, that's enough. Let's see. So this is the source of the Mishnah. It tells us that if a person wants to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so he has to do Erev Tavshilin, he has to have a tavshil from Erev Yom Tov, and he is relying on that, Soymech Alav, Le Shabbos. Okay. The issur of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, is it Deoraisa or Derabanan? The issur for cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Let's say cooking from Yom Tov to a weekday. Are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a regular weekday? Let's say Yom Tov is on Tuesday. Can you cook for yourself a meal for Wednesday? Of course not. Is it that Deoraisa or Derabanan? It's Deoraisa. So in that case, how could the rabbis come and help you and say, okay, do Erev Tavshilin, do this magic trick, and now the Issur Deoraisa is gone. How can the rabbis actually do that? If it's an Issur Deoraisa for cooking for Yom Tov to a weekday or for Yom Tov to Shabbos, so in that case, how can you actually do Erev Tavshilin? How could the rabbis erase an Issur of the Torah? They can't do that. So let's see the Gemara in Maseches Psachim, Daf and Vav Amud Bet. And these are two opinions, these are the two fundamental opinions regarding Erev Tavshilin. Says the Gemara, Ha'ofem Yom Tov Lechor, a person is baking from Tuesday, let's say Yom Tov is on Tuesday, for Wednesday, from Yom Tov to a regular weekday. Rav Chisda amar loke. Rabba amar no loke. Rav Chisda says, this person is doing a biblical violation and he will get Malkos. Rabba says he won't get Malkos. Why, according to Rabba, he won't get Malkos? Because he says, Rabba amar, eino loke, amrinan ho'il. Amrinan ho'il. What is this ho'il? So the Gemara said beforehand, ho'il mekale le'ochim chazile. Since, hypothetically, theoretically, there might be a chance that a full yeshiva will come knocking on my door, saying to me, listen, our hot plate is not working on Yom Tov, please feed us this Yom Tov. It could happen. So because of that, on Yom Tov, I could cook a lot, even if it will be also not for Yom Tov, but rather for some other day, because maybe I will actually use it on Yom Tov, because a bunch of people come knocking on my door saying to me, Rabbi, man, please, can we eat in your house? I have a very small house, but nevertheless, everyone are invited. So says Rabba, since there is a chance that guests might come knocking on your door, that's why if you cook on a regular Yom Tov for a weekday, that is okay, because who knows, maybe you will use it on Yom Tov. So says Rabba, it's easy. That's why we could actually have this thing called Erev Tavshilin, because the Issur of cooking from Yom Tov on a weekday, for a weekday, that's only an Issur Derabanan. Because maker did it's fine. Ho'il u'mikali ochi. Maybe the guests will come. Since Rabbi say, listen, it's not really likely they're going to come. L'chatchila, don't do that. But since there is this kind of chance, it's only Issur Derabanan, and that's why Erev Tavshilin will allow you to actually cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That is the opinion of Rabbah. However, Rav Chisda says, no, this is ridiculous. These bunch of guests never come to your house. Why on earth would they come to you on Yom Tov, Davka Yom Tov from all days? It's very unlikely that guests will come to your house. So there is no ho'il. And indeed, there is an Issur De'oraisa from cooking from Yom Tov to a regular weekday. So asks Rabba to Rav Chisda, wait a second, if you say that there's an Issur De'oraisa cooking from Yom Tov to a weekday, so how do we have Erev Tavshilin? How do the rabbis come and erase an Issur of the Torah? So says Rav Chisda, I mean, still in source number two, Amarle, there's a difference. Me deoraita tzorkei Shabbat nasin be Yom Tov. Indeed, there's an Isra Deraisa from cooking on a regular Tuesday, Yom Tov Tuesday, to a weekday. But cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that is actually allowed on a biblical level. Why is that allowed? Because as Rashi says, Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Chad Kedushei, both of them are very holy days, both of them are Yom Tovim, both of them are very important days, and that's why indeed, Midoraisa, it is okay to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov. However, the rabbis say, listen, it's not right for you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Yom Tov is the day that you should actually rest, or your wife should rest. She shouldn't be in the kitchen all day long. So that's why she shouldn't cook Midirabanan, she shouldn't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But if you have an Eruv Tavshilin, if you have some kind of hacker to do this Eruv Tavshilin, that will allow you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So if you see, I put a nice table in the end of the page, I made a mistake, it's Rabbi and Rav Chizda, not Rabbi and Rav Yosef, but Rabbi says, from Yom Tov to a regular weekday, it is allowed. And that's why it's easy also to have from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rav Chizda says, from Yom Tov to a regular weekday, that is actually Osur Mideoraisa, but Mideoraisa, it is allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and the rabbis say it's not a good idea, and that's why you have this thing called Eruv Tavshilin. What is the nafkamina between these two opinions? It's very interesting. Although Rabbah was to begin with more mekel, and he said that Midoraisa, it's fine to cook from Yom Tov to regular weekday, he's actually machmir at a certain point. Because Rabbah says the reason why you could actually cook on Yom Tov is because, who knows, maybe random guests will come and knock on your door on Yom Tov. What happens if you're now cooking very close to Shkia? Right? Let's say it's Friday. You're cooking very close to Shkia. It's highly unlikely that guests will come and sit with you and have a meal with you right now. 5 minutes to Shkia, no chance in the world. There is no chance at all that now we're going to have a meal. So at these 5 minutes, these last minutes of the day, there is no hoil. There is no maybe guests will come. And because of that, I could cook extra food. So says Rabbi, in that case, we will be machmir. And you cannot cook close to Shkia. You cannot cook close to the Shabbos. So Rabbah was actually making at the beginning is machmir in the end. However, Rav Chizda, so he was actually machmir in the beginning, but he's not making in the end. He says, no! Me'ikra din, a person is allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So even 5 minutes to Shkia of Shabbos, it is okay. Halacha lemaisa says the Bir Halacha in source number 4, that we should actually be machmir like Rabbah, that indeed we should not cook close to Yom Tov, because the svara of Ho'ilu Mikale Ochim, the svara that maybe guests will come, is highly unlikely, and because of that we should actually do that. I didn't bring it here in the Bir Halacha, but he also mentions we should also have an earlier Ma'ariv on that Friday, early Ma'ariv of Shabbos, in order to prevent people from cooking close to Shabbos, because in that case the svara of Ho'il doesn't apply. However, he concludes and says that Yom Tov Sheni Shum Derabanan B'vaday Shisimoch LaKel LeEtzorech. Like this coming Pesach, Friday is Yom Tov Sheni, and since Friday is Yom Tov Sheni, in that case we could be Mekel and we could actually cook close to Shabbos. Okay, so this is the fundamental sugya of Eruv Tavshilin. How is it that we are allowed to cook at all from Yom Tov to Shabbos? According to Rabbah, it's easy, because you could always cook from Yom Tov to a weekday because of Hoil. Just because the rabbis were saying, listen, it's not likely, so Midrabanan, don't do that. If you do Eruv Tavshilin, it's fine. According to Rav Chizda, he says that no, Yom Tov to weekday is usur. Yom Tov to Shabbos is fine. And because of that, even when it's very close to Shabbos, it is okay. Okay? Is this clear, the fundamental sugya of Eruvin? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Not even family. I hear? No, he's right. Family doesn't come. That's the svara of Rav Chizda. We don't say Ho'ilu Mikal Ochim. It's highly unlikely. But Rav says, since there's some kind of chance, who knows, maybe a person will knock on the door and say, listen, I'm stuck, can you please help me? And I would help him, so that is enough, says Rabbah. You're coming over? No, you're not invited. You're always invited. Always invited. Come over for a cup of coffee after Shir. So according to Rabbah, Samuel Lechashicha is not going to, even with Eruv Tavshilin, because there's no Ho'il. Eruv Tavshilin is based on Ho'il. Since you have Ho'il, that's the only reason why you're allowed to actually cook on Yom Tov for a weekday or for Shabbos. So that's why if it's... No, no. So Eretz Yisrael only gives me the heker, which will override the Rabbanan. Me'ikar a person could cook from a Yom Tov to a weekday. Rabbi is saying, listen, we can't allow this entirely because you're supposed to actually rest in Yom Tov. But if you have Erev Tov Shilin, that will allow you. But it's only based on Ho'il. And if it's close to Shabbos, there is no Ho'il. Yes, that's why he's more machmir in this case. Okay, very good. What is the reason that Erev Tov Shilin is called Erev Tov Shilin? Why is Erev Tov Shilin called Erev Tov Shilin? Who knows? Why is Erev Tov Shilin called Erev Tov Shilin? What is Eruv? Binding, it's mixing, it's combining. Oh, very good, very good. So, you're saying the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says in source number 5, and this is also the words of Shulchan Aruch in source number 6, why is Erev Tov Shilin called Erev Tov Shilin? Because I'll tell you why. The problem is that we don't want you to cook on Yom Tov, especially for Shabbos. Yom Tov has a Kedusha on its own right, so don't use that day for cooking for Shabbos. But if you already started cooking before Yom Tov, so that is what you're doing is only finishing cooking on Yom Tov. You're not doing a new cooking for Shabbos. So what is that idea of Eruv? You're starting to cook from before Yom Tov with your egg and matzah, and now on Yom Tov you're finishing it, and that's why it is okay. That is Rashi in source number 5, and that's also the words of Shulchan Aruch in source number 6. He says Pirush inan eruvu sheivashel viyafem Yom Tov leShabbat imash bishevafakva meirav Yom Tov leShem Shabbat veNimtza shelo itchim benachav Yom Tov ela gamarota. According to this Shulchan Aruch, we can understand the footnote that I brought over there, which is also Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Erev in Seif Yudalid. He says, and this is the question regarding this year: Im hiniach eruv al dadi smoch alav kol zman shekayam. A person puts in eruv, and he says this will be good not only for Pesach but also for Shavuos. Is this okay? Says Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila lo yismoch alav leyom tov acher. You should have a separate Eruv for Shavuos. Do not rely on this coming Eruv for Shavuos. But with the Eved, it is fine. Because in the end of the day, you are starting the cooking for Shavuos with this matzah and with this egg. So in that case, you're already starting the mixture of the cooking. You already started cooking from a weekday to Shabbos. Starting from now to cook for Shavuos. In that case, this will be okay. The food is edible. The food is here. But the Eved is for sure okay. Lechatchila, listen, it's highly unlikely to start cooking from now to Shavuos, so lechatchila don't do that. But with the Eved, this will be fine. So let's say, for instance, you made an Eruv this coming Pesach, and you did not eat it on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv whatsoever to eat it on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv. It's a nice minhag, it's very good. Shulchan Aruch allows it, it's very good, but there's no chiyuv to eat it at all. And because of that, if you keep it for Shavuos and you forgot it Shavuos, no worries. You could rely on the same Eruv. Yeah? What? The matzah is not a cooked item. In the chinami, you have to have a cooked item. A matzah is an add-on. The egg is much more important. The tuna fish can is much more important than the matzah. It doesn't matter. It does. So it doesn't matter, because if, listen, since you brought it up, and since you guys are testing it, I really appreciate it. So please just look in source. In source 24, Seif Hey. Only Reb Chaim can see there. So look over there. Tafshid ha shamru afilu tzli afilu shaluk afilu kavush afilu mushan afilu min dagi kdim shenichal ma'im chavim. The most slightest cooking is enough for Eruv Tov Shilin. So in that case, a tuna fish can should be enough. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying there seems to be a possibility not to say the second one, right? Because it repays up, so maybe you should not do it. So maybe you should skip the brach when you do the second one. Because it's off the brach.
No, so if you still have it, maybe. If you still have it, maybe. But if you're going to eat it, and most likely we are going to eat it, because that's the minhag. So in that case, I'll tell you what, could very much be. I hear. No one mentions that. If you kept it, the chatchila for Pesach until then, I would say that maybe you should not do with the bracha. But again, it has to exist. The matzah and the fish or the egg has to exist. Yeah? You were first, sorry. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
We're talking about beginning cooking.
Yeah.
In the cooking process.
Yeah.
We take a fully cooked item.
Yeah.
And place it aside.
Yeah. So that's the symbolism. I started cooking for Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, so I'm not desecrating Yom Tov. I'm valuing Shabbos, but I started from now for Shabbos. So although it's fully cooked now in the Chinami, but the meal is already starting to be prepared for Shavuos. What?
You don't have to eat it.
In the Chinami. In the Chinami. In the Chinami. Interesting, Taina, but there's no chiv to eat it. There is no chiv to eat it whatsoever. It's an Indian to eat it on Shabbos, because he did one mitzvah with it, so do another mitzvah with it, but there is no chiv to do that. But you're symbolizing and saying, I started cooking from now. It's a hacker. At the end of the day, it's a hacker.
That's another reason why the food can't should not be good, because you brought it.
You didn't cook it.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My Shabbos meal preparations of cooking items is already starting from now. Wait a second. Someone is going. Last year, I was in a Pesach program. I did not cook my egg that I used for Erev Tov Shilin. I didn't cook it. I have no idea who cooked it.
Did you need to eat it?
Sorry? We're going to see if I actually need to use it. But I say, yes. There is reason to actually do it. Yes, there is reason to do it. You're going to have your son-in-law, your family, for Pesach. They didn't cook your egg. And hopefully they're going to help you in the kitchen. So there's no chiyuv that will be your egg they're going to use for cooking. Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
The tunic and it was cooked.
We're also going to see another heter. The person forgot. Remind me that it doesn't have to be your cooked item. Okay, so that is the reason of Erev Tov Shilin. You're starting the cooking from before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov you're actually completing the cooking and not cookies. That's why lechatchila indeed you should have separate eruvs for both Pesach and Shavuos. But with the Eved, it will be fine to rely on the same one again, as long as the food is still edible and around. Okay, very good. Let's carry on. I'm going to skip, I think, sources 8, 9, and 10. Actually, no. What is the purpose of Erev Tov Shilin? Rabbi Isai, the purpose of Erev Tov Shilin, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What is the purpose of Erev Tov Shilin? Is it because of Kedushas Shabbos? Is it because of Kedushas Shabbos? Or is it because of Kedushas Yom Tov? Meaning, am I doing Erev Tov Shilin because I want to show that I'm preparing food, especially for Shabbos, as close as possible for Shabbos? Or is the reason of Erev Tov Shilin is because I want to show that I'm not desecrating Yom Tov and I'm not using Yom Tov as a day for cooking for Shabbos? Is it because of Chashivas of Shabbos or Chashivas of Yom Tov? It's Machlokes in the Gemara. Very good. That's Rav Ashi. But Rava says it differently. In source number 8, Minhani Mile, this is Maseches Beitza. What is the purpose? Omar Shmuel, Omar Ko, Zachor, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kachoy. So how do you remember it? Omar Rava, Kadesh Yivro, Manai Afal Shabbat, Umanai Afal Yom Tov. That you'll have a special, nice meal for Shabbos. And that's why we do Erev Tov Shilin, in order for you to cook on Shabbos. Or at least, says Rashi, that you won't finish the food on Yom Tov. This will remind you to not finish the food on Yom Tov and actually have food also for Shabbos. But it's because of Kedushas Shabbos. Rav Ashi says in source number 8, Kedei Shemru Ein of Yom Tov LeShabbat, Kal Vachomer MiYom Tov LeChol. The reason why we do Erev Tov Shilin is in order to emphasize Yom Tov is a very important day, and you should not cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of Yom Tov. And because of that, we have a special hecker that only because of Erev Tov Shilin we are allowed to actually do that. As Rav Ashi emphasizes, Lo Lechov et Shabbos Tiknu El Lechvod Yom Tov. So I heard some rabbis wanted to suggest a nafkamina would be is what happens if you don't have to do an Erev Tov Shilin. What happens if let's say, I really don't have to do Erev Tov Shilin whatsoever. I'm not planning to cook. I'm invited for this meal. I'm invited for that meal. I have no reason to cook. Is there still an Indian to do Erev Tov Shilin? If it is for Yom Tov, that to remind me that I shouldn't cook for Yom Tov to Shabbos. So in that case, listen, I have no intention to cook on Yom Tov. So in that case, there's no requirement to do Erev Tov Shilin. But if it is for Chavit Shabbos, remember that you have now Shabbos. Make sure that you have food for Shabbos. There might be an Indian. And Igros Moshe says in source number 10, if a person has ready all his cooked food before Yom Tov, no need to cook at all, everything is fine, says Igros Moshe, there's no requirement to do Erev Tov Shilin. If you have already everything prepared and cooked, says Igros Moshe in source number 10, there's no requirement to do Erev Tov Shilin. He says, the Chatchila, you should actually cook something on Yom Tov, lichvod Shabbos, it'll be very nice. She says, lichatchila, do Erev Tov Shilin in order to actually cook it on the Shabbos, but everything's already cooked, or you're invited out, he says there's no chiyuv whatsoever to do Eruv Tavshilin. That is Igros Moshe Feinstein. Yeah.
According to Rabbi, why do you have to cook?
In Achinani, Rashi says that this will be a reminder for Lichvot Shabbos, so either not cook, or either remind you not to finish your food, if you don't have to keep it for Shabbos. But if you're going to anyways not be responsible for your personal cooking, because you either have food, or you're eaten by somebody else, so it seems that maybe there's no requirement to actually have Eruv Tavshilin. The opposite. You should still have Eruv Tavshilin, because Lichvot Shabbos. But if it's because of Kavod Yom Tov, so in that case, there's no requirement. Let me say, Igros Moshe says, that if you're going to eat out by somebody else, no need for Erev Tov Shilin.
Except for it says that you have to have Neros.
Okay, so now this brings me to the next question. Let's say I don't have Erev Tov Shilin. Next question. Okay, let's see. Let's say I have Erev Tov Shilin. Sorry, I did not do Erev Tov Shilin. I don't have Erev Tov Shilin, and I'm not relying on the rabbi, not relying on anyone. I don't have Erev Tov Shilin. Can I light Yom Tov candles from Friday to Shabbos? Sorry, not Shabbos candles, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Do I need Erev Tov Shilin for lighting the candles? This is Machlokas, Ashkenazim, and Sephardim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source 11, Mi shelo yirev, mutar ladlik ner shel Shabbat. Stam Shulchan Aruch. No need for Erev Tov Shilin in order to light candles. No need for Erev Tov Shilin in order to light candles. And then he says, V'yesh usrim. And what is the general rule in the Shulchan Aruch? Stam v'yesh halacha ke? Stam. And stam Shulchan Aruch is no need to have a candle. Says Rav Avadia Yosef, in source 12 in Chazon Avadia, Hayoshvin b'malon, ubal ha-malon na'arev eruvei tavshilin. A person is in a hotel, and the hotel owner is doing for you Erev Tavshilin. So in that case, you're not going to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, because you're in this program. You're going to eat from the table of the host of the hotel, of the Pesach program. Einam tzichim le'arev rak b'shil adlik no Yom Tov Shabbat. There's no need to do Erev Tov Shilin because of the Shabbos candles, because we go, says Chazon Avadia, we go according to Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says no need for Erev Tov Shilin for lighting the candles. Okay, so if you happen to be Sephardi and you're going to a Pesach program, highly unlikely, but if there is a Sephardi that goes to a Pesach program, so in that case he has no need to do Erev Tov Shilin, only for the sake of lighting the candles. Yeah.
It says to kindle flame, prepare, do anything necessary for the blessing.
Shkoyach says Rabbi Avram, wait a second, I'm opening the Siddur, and it's very clear that one of the things that the Erev is doing is lefuye levashule uladluke shraga, and also to light a candle. Who says that? Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says in source 13, he says, I strongly disagree, because open every Siddur. Harbe acholim iskimu, the ikar kedazo that says that no, you cannot light the candles without an Eruv, because that's what we say in the Nosach, lechach an umrim benosach, behad neruva, gam ladlukei shraga, because that also allows us to light the candle. So he says, from the bracha itself, you see that we actually need to, not the bracha, from the words of the Eruv Tov Shilin, we see that you actually have to have an Eruv also in order to light the candles. If you're Ashkenazi in a Pesach program, yes, you should do somehow an Eruv Tov Shilin in order to be able to light the candles. Yeah.
So I'm a little bit confused here.
Okay, I'll explain everything.
Huh?
Okay, what is Eruv Tov Shilin? What is that? Okay. Yeah.
So in this particular case that we're talking about, if I just... He says that the Baal Hamalon is doing the Erev Tov Shilin.
Because he's cooking. He's cooking. So in that case, you don't need to do anything. Okay. You're not cooking. You're not doing anything. But he's not saying that you're Yotze by him. He's saying...
Why not? Why aren't you?
That's a separate question. Are you Yotze by the...
He's doing it.
That's a separate question which we're going to discuss in another few minutes. But the question is...
I want to know if you're at home and you don't...
So we're going to discuss that another few minutes. We're going to discuss that another few minutes. see sources 2021. That will be if there's a requirement. I mean, there's a shilling at all for. Okay, so let's see. Very good. Baruch Shekivant. Very good. Okay, so yeah.
So halakha l'maisa, you're going to somebody's house again.
Another minute. Another 10 minutes. Okay, a few more things. Yeah. It wouldn't be helpful.
It would be also helpful.
Why? Wait, again.
The whole book of Erev is because...
Because you can actually curse. No. That's Rabbah. Rabbah might have gas. Okay, so let's see what the Erev actually helps you. It helps you for the light or not. Let's see a second. Yeah?
Source 10, where it might show.
Yeah.
What's that?
So that means if you have, so this is actually kind of tricky. Some of us can say that if you already light today, there's actually no good reason for you to actually light for Yom Tov to Shabbos.
You already
have light in your house.
Oh.
So that's why some people say that Lemaisa said that there is no real requirement because every light in their house. So now, who says? So there is no tzorech for Yom Tov. So who says you can actually light candles for Yom Tov? I think that's the reason behind that. But Lemaisa, we do that anyways for the candle lighting. Okay, Rabbi Isai, now that we have Erev Tevshilin, what does the Erev Tevshilin allow me to do? Can I do a achana from Yom Tov to Shabbos if I have Erev Tevshilin? Erev Tevshilin purposes, I would assume, for Seuda purposes. Right, Rabbi Isai? That is the purpose of Erev Tevshilin. But let's say I'm a gabbai at Clanton Park. Can I roll the Sefer Torah from the Kriya of Yom Tov Sheni to Shabbos Chol HaMoed on Friday? It's a chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Can you do that at all? And can Erev Tevshilin help you do that? Can you wash dishes from Friday to Shabbos? Can you make your table from Friday to Shabbos? This seems to be a machlokas, but there's a stira in the words of the Shabbos. Well, let's see. What? Isn't it for food only? That is depending on the run. And the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Erev Tevshilin. Let's see. So says the Shulchan Aruch in source 14. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Tov Shachar Be'er Shabbat, Eim Arvim Lo'erov Ve'chatzot Ve'lo Yom Tchumim. A person didn't do Erev Chatzeros on before Yom Tov. Erev Chatzeros is what allows you to carry in a place that has mechitzos. Erev Chatzeros, Erev, a regular Erev to carry on Shabbos. The rabbi forgot to do that on Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Can he do it on Yom Tov? Says Shulchan Aruch, no, you cannot do Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov. And even, says the Ramah, even if you have Erev Tevshilin, you can't do that. Why? Why is that? Says the Magen Avraham, source 15. He says, I'll tell you why. Because the Erev Tevshilin ein matir ela tzorkei seuda. Erev Tevshilin allows you to do only things for your meal. You could cook, you could bake, you could do whatever you want, but only things for your meal, only for food items. Carrying in Shabbos is not only for food. So that's why doing Erev Chatzeros on Friday to have an Erev on Shabbos, that you can't do on Friday of Yom Tov. If you'll see in source 19, so Piskei Teshuva says, Lefize, if indeed you can only do things for your meal, Asur lanu lesader tabayit, you can't arrange your house, Le'adiach kilim, wash dishes, you can't bring your Machzor of Pesach back home on Shabbos because this is only a chana. There's actually no value to do it on Yom Tov. You can't go to the mikvah before Shabbos. You can't do any chana from Yom Tov to Shabbos because again, Erev Tevshilin allows you only to do Tzorchei Shabbos. Tzorchei Seuda. And all these things are very nice, very important, but they're not for your meal. So you're saying that we could find something which will be actually Tzorah Seuda. I hear. That's an interesting taina. Let's do a toich. That since you could actually do that for the actual carryings, let's do that. Interesting. No one says that. It's very interesting. It's a good idea. Yeah?
Is there also a thing that the one you're doing has a Tzorah on the Yom? Potential Torah on the
Oh! That is a svara of Rabbi Akiva Iger, Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. We have on the one side Magen Avraham, Baruch Hashem, and we have Rabbi Akiva Iger, which is amazing, 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 amazing. What? Igor Smoyshe shields. Okay. So says Rabbi Akiva Iger, he says no. Erev Tevshilin is not only Tzorchei Seuda; it's only things that help you for Yom Tov. things you could do on Yom Tov that helps you for Yom Tov, that you could do also from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That is Erev Tov Shilin. What you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, you can also do it for Shabbos. So on Yom Tov, there is no need for Erev Chatzeros, because a person could carry in a place without an Erev also on Yom Tov. Now see, on Yom Tov, you could carry in a place that doesn't have an Erev. There is no Isser of Oitzah on Yom Tov. That's why you can't do Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov, because they don't do that on Yom Tov. But rolling Sefer Torah, washing dishes, taking your son back home, that is things that you can actually do on Yom Tov. So in that case, you could do it also for Shabbos. And that's been of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, yeah?
Years ago, I remember when I was a little kid, they announced that the Erev can check on Yom Tov. And I said, why is there an Erev? If you're carrying the things not Tzarek Yom Tov, they mean Erev. Unless they're that. Is there such a thing?
I don't think so, but maybe, I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. Lemaise, there's a stira in the Mishneh Berurah. There's a stira in the Mishneh Berurah, because Mishneh Berurah says, once in source 17, Rabbi Yisai, can you do other things other than Tzorkei Seuda on Yom Tov? According to Magen Avraham, no. According to Rav Kiva Eiger, yes. What is the halacha? Mishneh Berurah contradicts himself. Mishneh Berurah says in Hilchos Eruv Tavshilin, he says that no. Eruv Tavshilin, no matter, elat taken Tzorkei Seuda. So you can't roll a Sefer Torah, you can't wash dishes, you can't fold your talis. But in Sivan Shinbet, says Mishneh Berurah, B'yod HaShachav Erev Shabbos, mutar lekapel telito, if you have Yom Tov on Friday, can you fold your talis? That'll be nice and ready for tomorrow on Shabbos. Says Mishneh Berurah, you could do that if you have Erev Tov Shilin, because according to Rav Akiva Eiger, it is fine to actually do that. So says the Piskei Tshuva, so though, according to Mishneh Berurah in source 17, you cannot roll the Sefer Torah and you cannot fold your talis, but since we have some posting, we think differently, and even including Mishneh Berurah himself, that's why you could be Mekel, and on Yom Tov, although it's not Tzorkei Seuda, you could do other things of a chana. So you could put now bottles in your, actually that's for sure, okay. So you could wash dishes, you could fold your talis, you could roll the Sefer Torah, because we could rely on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay? Very good. Let's carry on. What about guests by their parents or in a hotel? So says Mishneh Berurah in source number 20. We have to rush a bit. Says Mishneh Berurah in source number 20. Each tov nebeiso shel odom kivat shirev arabat ken shirev arabait hem nitpalim lo mutarim levashel av pi shelo yirvu la'atzmam klal. Since I'm going to do the eruv in my house, so am I the only person who could cook in my house? No. Also, my wife and kids who are tufel to me, they could also cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That is true when it's your wife who lives in your house. She's your partner in life. She lives here. Of course, she's tufel to you. That is true regarding your children who are still living in your house, and what's called according to halacha, samuch al shulchan shel avi, because they're eating from my food. They always live for me. But what about married children that are hopefully no longer using your bank account, and also could be a bit independent on their own? What happens if they're coming to visit and they're not samuch al shulchan aviv? How long does that carry on? For many years, Baruch Hashem. Shetizkad nav esrim, bezat Hashem. Sorry? Well, Rav is always samuch al shulchan aviv. I hear. Okay, yeah? Yeah. Someone in the household. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It's maybe even better because she's the one who's cooking. Yeah. Yeah, it might be even better. But why not? Because it's for the household. The household, whoever's nitpal to the household. Okay? So what happens if you're in a hotel? Or what happens if your house becomes a hotel and your children come from, Baruch Hashem, Arba Ktzevos Haaretz, says Piskei Tshuvos in source number 10, source number 21, says Piskei Tshuvos. So he says, or regular guests that are coming for Yom Tov and they want to cook for those who are hosting them. So he says, "Hamina gaposhut shebar habayit levadom nei achiruv tavshilin, ve'otzim beze yedei chova kol bnei beito, gam banav unshoteihem uvnotav uvaalihem." So he says, the common minhag is that, it is enough. It's not really clear why, but the minhag is, yes, it's enough. You have your daughter for your daughter and family for Yom Tov. So lemaise, it is okay, and they are yotze by that. However, hamachmirim yevakshim balabait sheyiz kelem al deh acher veyechaven beiruv gam bishvilam. So those who are machmir, they will ask the balabait to do a kinyan for them. What the rabbi is supposed to do, so the rabbi cannot say this eruv is for the entire community and that's enough. He has to use a third person. Another person who's not part of his household. So let's say Rabbi Spitz is going to do that. He cannot use his son. He has to ask his neighbor, Rav Spiegel, to come. And he'll say, take this matzah and egg and lift it for the entire kind of our community. And by that, they will be zoche. So let's say, so he says, whoever's machmir should do the same thing for his household. So if you want to be machmir for your children to cook for you on Yom Tov, so in that case, ask your neighbor, a Jew of course, to do a kinyan for the guests in your house. And they will be yotze by your eruv. And that way, they could cook for you, because again, they're not part of your usual household. Now they're only guests, so that's why the chatchila, it could be a nice idea to do that. But again, the common minhag, he says, is to be outside that everyone are part of the same household.
In that case, you still, if you're doing it for not for the whole community,
for your family, yeah,
you have to get a third party too. You couldn't ask one of your children.
Can you say monafshoch? And monafshoch, they'll do that because either the yotze by your eruv to begin with, and if not, so in that case, their kiddin should work. I hear. It's a nice taina. Rabbi Kivi Eger says a very nice idea over here. He says a very good idea. He says, it's very clever. He says, since in monafshoch, your children, your guests, are coming, and the question is, are they part of your household or not? Do a kinyan using them. If they're not part of your household, so in that case, there's no need for a kinyan. If they're part of their household, there's no need for a kinyan. If they're not part of the household, so in that case, they could do a kinyan for you. Very good idea. Interesting. Very nice idea. Yeah. No. For them to cook. Yeah, and you're not cooking. You're right. So lemaisa, the only so Ashkenazim who are lucky to go to a Pesach program, so they need the eruv for the candles, and that's why last year the rabbi of the hotel in Greece, he did a kinyan for everyone for them to be yotze, and that will allow them to light the candles as well. Okay. Okay, everything is clear, Baruch Hashem. Very good. Okay, lemaise, how do we do Eruv? So a few quick halachos in page number 4. How do we do the Eruv? A few quick halachos. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, source 22, Eruv ze, osim tov b'patum tavshil, you should use both matzah and the tavshil and a cooked item. Im la so elem tavshil, mutar, me'ikra din, using only cooked item is enough. Only cooked item is enough, and that will allow you also to cook and also to bake. Since there are some opinions who say that in order to bake, you should have a baked item, so that's why you should have a baked item. If you don't have, nishgi ferlach, one cooked item, that will be enough. But lechatchila, use both a baked item and a cooked item. So use a matzah, in our case for Pesach, and use an egg for the Eruv Tavshilin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, source 24, Shiul Tavshil Zeh, Kazayus. The tavshil has to be a kazayus. So that's why the minhag is for us to use a beitza. Because a beitza, by definition, is bigger than the kazayus. So that's why that's the easy way out. Use a beitza. But there's no requirement to use dafka, an egg. That's the minhag. But the minhag is to use an egg because most chances an egg is bigger than the kazayus. So in that case, it should be fine. But you could use any other cooked item. You could use your fish for tomorrow. You could use your tuna fish. You could use whatever you want. Any cooked item is okay. Now, it's not any cooked item, says source 24. It has to be a cooked item that you could eat it in a sandwich. You can eat it with bread. So if you have daisa, if you have porridge, so who eats porridge with the bread? Does it go together? Does it mix well? So that's why it's not good for eruv tavshilin. So in that case, using eggs, using maybe a fish or things like that, that is for sure okay to use it on eruv tavshilin. And also, I think tuna fish can is fine, because in Seif Hei, in source 24, it says this tavshil, it can be a minimum cooking process, afilu tzli, afilu shaluk, afilu kavush, afilu mushan. Even if it's smoked, you're not making herring, you can use use that herring for Eruv Tavshin, all these things are going to be okay. Okay? Now, what do you do? So you should... How do you do the Eretz of Shilin? This is practical. Everyone should do this in their house. They should take the matzah, take the egg, lechatchila, hold it in your hand, make a bracha, ashlek shom tzivanu, al mitzvahs Eruv? That's it, or Eretz of Shilin? Eruv, mitzvahs Eruv, yeah. Al mitzvahs Eruv, that's enough. Al mitzvahs Eruv. And after you do that, you say the nosach, which is behadin eruv yeshar la lafuye levashule la tmuni la tlukishraga umevad kol tzor kana miyom tov shvat lanu podim floni or lekob nei yozot. Okay, that is for the rabbi to add those a few words. What happens if you don't know what you're saying? It's now in Aramaic. Are you yotzei when you have no clue what you're actually saying? Says the Rama, yachol omro b'lashon la'asuvin. You could say it in a foreign language that you understand. Says Mishnah Berurah, verse 25, Siv Kotan Mem, tzarich lomar. Because you have to actually understand what you're saying. Saying Eruv Tavshilin is not mumbo jumbo. It's not abracadabra. You have to understand what you're saying. So he says, yes, open the art scroll. Look at the words. What is that Luki Shraga? What is that Fuye? Basically, it means that with this Eruv, I can now cook, I can now bake, I can now light candles, I can do any of my Shabbos needs on Yom Tov. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is for the rabbi. The rabbi who wants to do for the entire city, so you do a kinyan for everyone, and now I take it from you, and I say a bracha, and I say the Eruv.
So in your home, there's no inyan at all in having...
No. This Shulchan Aruch, I looked inside this time, and the Shulchan Aruch is saying this only for the rabbi. Yes. From Ziv Zan until Sif Yudbet, it's only for the rabbi. So no worries. If you want to do that, be my guest. Mishloach Manos, there's no kinyan. That's something else. But it's not a kinyan. Here it's a kinyan for everyone. Your wife can do kinyan for everyone because she's part of your household. Okay, what happens? Of course, says Shulchan Aruch, very important in source 26. If a person ate his Eruv by accident before Yom Tov, you cannot use it. Before Shabbos, sorry, thank you for correcting me. Because the purpose is, as I said, to have it also on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So that's why, make sure don't eat it before Shabbos. The minhag is, says in Shabbura, so says Shulchan Aruch, in source 26, Sif Tzayin, la'achar she'echin tzorkei Shabbat, after you did all Shabbos needs, yachol le'ochlo. You could eat it, you don't have to eat it. The minhag is, says in Shabbura, that use it for Lechem Mishnah on the night and the day, and on Mincha, you actually eat it as Shalashudas. Why, says in Shabbura, keva dis avid bo mitzvah chada, avid bo mitzvah achrita. Okay. So again, you have to make sure that the Eruv is still not eaten or lost during Yom Tov. If it's already eaten or lost, you cannot now rely on it and cook now for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Make sure that it's intact until Shabbos. Okay? Very good. Okay, we have 7 minutes left. What happens if a person forgot to do Eruv Tavshilin? It happens to the best of us. Person comes to shul, the rabbi announces, hope you didn't forget to do Eruv Tavshilin. He said, oish, I forgot to do Eruv Tavshilin.
Come to your house.
Come to my house. Why to my house? I invited. That is the last option. Okay? We have a few options before that. No, so you can't cook intentionally for Yom Tov. You could eat your leftovers. When? On Yom Tov. So are you now cooking extra?
You cook and you happen to have leftovers.
If you have leftovers, fine. But you can't cook extra and closing your eyes. Maybe I'll have guests. You can't do that. You can't use the hoil unless you have Eruv Tavshilin.
And then use the rocks.
Okay, so let's see. So a few options. First of all, you come to shul, it's mincha time, I forgot to do Eruv Tavshilin. What do you do? So option number one, go home, do Eruv Tavshilin, that is okay. What happens if you live far away from shul? So you have actually have a few interesting options in the Piskei Tshuva in source 28. Let's start with the second option. He says there's no need. In page 5, he gives a second option, which is actually a very good option. He says there's no need to actually use your own cooked item for Erev Tevshilin. So in that case, go to someone who lives nearby, knock on the door, ask him, do you have an extra egg for me or an extra piece of fish for me? Take the piece of fish, do Erev Tevshilin with it, and say, okay, with this Eruv, I'm not going to cook at home. So it doesn't have to be in your house. It has to be your food, actually. If it is for your household, so that's why. So maybe there's a good idea for the shul to have, I don't know, extra eggs in the shul or extra cans of tuna. Whoever's stuck could come, do a kiddin, and with that, do Erev Tevshilin for his household, because again, it doesn't have to be in his house, so it's fine. So that is one option. Again, so option number one, if it's not yet Yom Tov, it's only Ben HaShemashos, so you could still do Erev Tevshilin. Okay, Ben HaShemashos. So you can still do Erev Tevshilin. So in that case, either go home or take from your neighbor or take from the shul a piece of egg, do a kinyan, and then with that you do Erev Tevshilin. Yeah.
You can do it in shul. Just think about the stuff you have at home.
Wait, that's option number one. Option number two says that the Pharisee Yisrael, a highly controversial idea, and he says, that, I'll tell you what, you're here in shul, my egg in the pot in my house, that would be for Erev Tevshilin. Or even not saying my egg. One of my food items at home will be Erev Tevshilin. Lechatchila, indeed, it should have been in your hand. Lechatchila should be near you. We do Erev Tevshilin. But if not, says the Pharisee Israel and Yom Tov, regarding the Rabbanan issues, there's a concept called Yesh Breira. And you come home, you say, ah, this is the food I actually picked. You don't have to think about a specific food. Whatever food item I will pick at home, that will be the Erev Tevshilin. That will be enough, according to the Pharisee Israel. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. But I'll tell you what, take a kazais from it. A kazais from my huge chicken dish will be Erev Tevshilin. Which kazais? I'll come home. Ah, it was this pulke. If it's more of a kazais, so very good. Don't eat it. But the rest is. Ben HaShemashos. You can do it at Ben HaShemashos. So the Chatchila, it's better to have something in front of you and it'll be clear what it is. But if you're stuck, Tiferes Yisrael says the idea, whatever food item I will choose at home, that will be the Erev Tevshilin. And Yesh Breira, you have, how do you say Breira in English? There's a nice word I heard from... No. It is retroactive determination, something like that. Retroactive determination, and that will help you on Yom Tov. Yeah.
If it's
that's option number two. Actually, now it's Shulchan Aruch. So very good. Okay, so option number one, if you still have time in shul, so in that case, do this thing, either take from the shul, or take from your neighbor, from the neighbor of the shul, or say the food item in my house, which I will choose, that will be my Erev Tevshilin. Okay, that's option number one. Option number two says Igros Moshe Shields. He says in source 29, says Shulchan Aruch, this year, it's a two-day Yom Tov, right? Thursday, Friday, then Shabbos. So he says, Im Yom Tov Shel Galiot, second line in source 29, you could do an Erev Tevshilin al Tanai, because one of these days is not a real Yom Tov, because it's only a Safek. So he says, if today is a Kodesh, so in that case, there's no need for Erev Tevshilin. Tomorrow, Friday, is a regular weekday. I could cook from that day to Shabbos. So in that case, it's fine. And if today is a weekday, so I'm now doing Erev Tevshilin. So we had the Eruv, I will cook, I will bake, I will do all these things. Can you make a bracha on that kind of Eruv? Mishabura brings two opinions, and Lamai said, we are Safek Brachos Lahakel, don't make a bracha. But indeed, if it is already after Ben HaShemashos, it's already now the day of Yom Tov, so says Mishabura, says Shulchan Aruch, you can do an Eruv al Tanai, and that will be A-okay. Okay? Very good. Now, last option. What happens if you didn't do all these things? There's a famous heter that every single person says Shulchan Aruch has to do an Eruv, but the rabbi of the city, the gadol of the city, he should do an Eruv for all the members of the city, that if they forgot, they can rely on his Eruv. He has to use another person, as I said, to do a kinyan for everyone. One kazayas is enough. He doesn't have to do a kazayas for all the people in Toronto. One kazayis is enough for the entire city, and a person says Shulchan Aruch can use that only if he forgot. If he is saying, I won't do Erev Tishrei, I will rely on the rabbi, no, it doesn't work, you are Pesheah. Mishnah Berurah adds a very important halacha, which is very surprising why Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down, because this is also Gemara. You could use this heter only once. It's a one-time thing, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing that you could use this heter. So if one time in your life you actually had to use it, you can't use it again. Piskei Tshuva says in source 33, there is an opinion that it's only can't use it twice if it's two chagim in a row. That's the opinion of the Kafachayim. But Yesh Cholkim, Chayyodim says no. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to use the heter of the Rav. Even if the first time was when you were 13 and the second time was when you are 78, you can't use it again. It's a one time thing.
What about if you're an Antisol this year? So you forget your second day. It's you got the Rav is not going to get Erev Tishrei because they all hold.
Oh, very good.
So what do you do?
Interesting. So you do the other options.
No. But so can someone who's not you got to make an Erev Tishrei for you somehow, or like if you
no
on Friday realize or.
I don't think so, because I don't think so. Use it tonight. That'll be the easy thing. But Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting, and we'll conclude with this. Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting, which I think is also very, very mussar for our generation. Aruch HaShulchan says that, if you ask me, he says the Shulchan Aruch intentionally did not bring this halacha. It's only once a lifetime thing, because he says today, we are busy. We are busy. We are trudim. We have a lot of things on our mind. No one is a pusheya when he forgets to do Erev Tishrei. We have a lot of things which are distracting us. A lot of distractions, our phones, our job, a bunch of things. And that's why we're not a pusheya when we forget. So he says you could use the Rav's heter even more than once. It's more than once in a lifetime. So again, you can, Aruch HaShulchan in source 34. Yes. So he says, of course, you can't say, I won't do Erev Tishrei. I will be yotzei by the rabbi. But if a person forgot once, twice, thrice, so you can indeed use the rabbi's heter once again. Wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful Pesach Kosher V'Sameach.